How you doing, movie fans? This is Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com. Here to talk to you about Death Wish, 1970s classic shoot-em-up star Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson, who played Paul Kersey. He was a New York City architect who was also a vigilante. Paul Kersey basically was a vigilante on the New York City streets. He went out at night and basically shot muggers and rapists on the subways and on the streets after dark. Now, the reason why he did this was because his wife and daughter were brutally raped, and his wife was murdered by several punk low-life muggers, one of which was Jeff Goldblum, out of all people. Young Jeff Goldblum, who had a different voice, a more manlier voice, believe it or not, than he does now. So that was pretty odd. Who would thought Jeff Goldblum would be a rapist in a movie? So I find that to be hysterical. They're totally not a character that you would think he would play in the film. So that was pretty funny. The movie starts off with a brutal rape scene, like one of the most brutal rape scenes you'll ever see in the film. And it was really out there, something you would definitely not see today, in films. So it was back then, there was no limit, everything with everything goes, and they just threw everything out there. That's what happened with this rape scene. It was not easy to watch, and you could tell this film was just a vintage 1970s New York shoot 'em up movie. Had its moments where you're like, all right, wow, Charles Bronson's pretty badass. He's going out in the streets, shooting these muggers who he approached, and whenever they approached him, at first he had the shakes. He wasn't quite himself. After his first kill in the movie, he went back to his apartment, and he had a bit of the shakes. He had a nice shot of alcohol to calm him down, and then after that, it was routine. Just went out every night, did his thing. Took out his gun, which he was he's sort of a marksman with. And as most people would say, like they would like this movie, think it's a classic. Me, on the other hand, I thought it was an okay film. I thought it was pretty good, but it was also overrated. That it was a pretty much overrated film. And the reason why is we have these brutal muggers and rapists that basically kill Charles Bronson's wife, and they brutally rape his daughter, who is now in a hospital because she's in total shock. She doesn't speak, and she's totally traumatized. So, you would think that Charles Bronson would go out finding these harsh and brutal rapists and muggers and criminals, but instead he goes out finding other muggers in New York City. So, you don't see these muggers at the beginning of the movie again, including Jeff Goldblum, who was one of the main rapists in the movie. With that said, there's some unrealistic parts, like whenever like the muggers would approach Charles Bronson, it's like, okay, he's not the only guy in the train. There are other people. I know he's got a lot of money. He lives in a hotel. He dresses nice, and you would think he would have money, but there are also other people that that they're in his vicinity, so they only went to him. So I thought that was a bit unrealistic. And also towards the end, knowing when he gets caught, detective, who was also an actor. You would know him from The Super, plays the detective who goes after Paul Kersey in the film. Once he finds out that Charles Bronson's the main vigilante, doing all the killings, he just says, "All right, I'm gonna let you go. So I'm sorry." That is a bit unrealistic. If you're committing a crime, even though you're doing it for the right reason, you're still committing a crime. You deserve to go to jail. And basically the message of this movie is, okay, there's a vigilante on the loose, and the crime rate is going down, so therefore, all right, you know what, you get a pass, they'll let you go. So So basically, that was the whole message of the movie. And with that, that's why I think it's overrated. I mean, it's a movie you can watch over and over again. I understand why, there'll be a lot of fans out there who enjoy this movie, think Charles Bronson, is one of his best movies, but, personally, I don't think it was one of his best. I thought it was overrated. It could have been better. And, with all the action that took place, with all his, his killings that he did, he was considered also a marksman, that he never missed, which I also thought was a bit unrealistic as well. And everywhere the guy would run, Charles Bronson would shoot him, even though he was like 100 feet away. They'd nail him, no problem. So I thought that was a bit far-fetched. But, the main problem is that he didn't find the main people who were responsible for killing his wife and raping his daughter. So that kind of angered me a bit. This is a revenge movie, and there was no revenge taking place. Only for it was only for his benefit, so he could feel better about himself about killing other muggers that had nothing to do with the main storyline of the film, which was in the beginning. So yeah, that's my take on the whole Death Wish film, and that's it. I'm Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com. Talk to you soon.